Tell me, D. What exactly are you looking for?
I've always been drawn to strong men. Men who know what they want and aren't afraid to take control. But also aren't afraid of a woman's strength and accepts her for who she truly is.
I like that. But do you think that you can handle a man on your terms?
Let's get through the first date first.
Okay. Fair enough.
Hey, 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 how y'all doing? It's your girl, Didi Leggett, a.k.a. The Core Queen. We are back with another episode of The Core Queen Podcast, and I have somebody on my couch that got some plaques on plaques on plaques on plaques. Y'all hear me? Y'all welcome Sean the First to the show.
What it do?
Listen.
Glad to be here.
Y'all, Sean the First is that dude, okay? If you have not heard about him, let me tell you about him. I got a little bio over here to tell y'all who he is.
Oh, my goodness.
Sean Mosley, better known by his stage name, Sean the First, is a hip-hop producer from Charlotte, North Carolina. He is best known for his work with fellow Charlotte native and hip-hop superstar DaBaby. But he also has credits with the City Girls, Toosie, Rob 4-9, Flo Milli, Stunner for Vegas, Money Man, Yo Gotti, 2 Chainz, and many more. That's just the name of a few. He is a 12-time platinum producer, and he has multiple, not one or two or three, multiple Billboard Hot 100s. Welcome to the show, Sean the First.
What it do?
Listen, from what I heard, you kind of like that dude in the studio. Like, you kind of, you make things happen.
Okay.
now you want to be humble.
I'll roll with that. We do what we do.
So what influenced you to become a music producer?
I've been a musician all my life. So like basically, I used to make, it's crazy, I'm gonna tell you the real story. Mm-hmm. Used to make beats in my homeboy house. We would just sit around, vibe, you know, be on a little herbal vibe, you know what I mean? And I had a keyboard. So I always played in church, but I just used to make beats. And then, like, you know, one of their partners, he had made beats for real. And I guess he told him I made beats. And he was like, yo, bro, don't really make no beats. He just tap on the keyboard. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, and then he told my old lady that, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, nah. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I put my mind, so I'm like, I definitely can make beats for real. Mm-hmm. I did it to prove it. I did it to prove, buddy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Prove him wrong, but it was like the best thing that could have happened at the end of the day.
So before you were making the beats, what kind of music were you, like a rapper, or what were you doing?
Oh, nah,
in the music space.
I played in church.
Oh, you just were okay. You just played the piano. Okay.
Yeah, I played the piano in church.
Okay, look at you, church boy. Y'all country boy. I know y'all be in the church, honey. Y'all
amen.
Be in the church. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So, explain for us or some people who may not understand what it means to be a 12-time platinum producer. Like, what does that take? What does that mean?
Oh, man. What does it take? It take a lot of dedication. It take a lot of hard work. It take a... you really got to pray for creativity and you got to make the music at the end of the day. Like, now, you know what I mean? So it's so easy to get ideas, but, like, kind of, like, about 5-6 years ago, you know what I'm saying? Like, even back farther than that, when you have like producers, you really had to create, you know what I'm saying? So I would say those three things, just, you know what I mean? And then, yeah, just patience at the end of the day. And then you'll get to where you're trying to get to. You'll get the plats eventually. Something will fall through. You just got to keep working.
Okay. And what does platinum mean? What is, like, for people who may not be in the industry?
Oh, man.
Platinum producer. What does that mean?
Platinum means like a million units sold.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
You did that 12 times.
Close to it. We got a couple goals, you know what I'm saying? The goals are like 500,000 units sold. You know what I mean? So
Lord,
yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah, and then we got a couple of that's not registered, you know what I'm saying? But if you look like numbers wise and like stream wise, you know what I mean? Like, I know Ashley was Thunder for Vegas. We did that record. That's probably platinum, if not two times platinum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. But it hasn't just been certified yet. So we got more records out there, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So
half you niggas can't even sell 12 sandwiches.
Man.
So this is that's impressive.
Hey, 12 sandwiches is wild.
Y'all better get on y'all grind.
Hey, I'm telling you.
So what are, like, do you think that there's a specific, like, characteristic when it comes to being a high level producer, or is it just a gift?
It's a little bit of all that, for real. It's a gift and it's characteristics, you know what I mean? Because you got to be able to get in the rooms. You know, if you weird, you're not getting in the rooms.
Can you say that? Listen, we just had this conversation about people going into meetings in this industry, and they're like, it's weird, it's awkward to be around them. They could be as talented as they come, but like the energy is just off, and people, like, we don't get the phone calls back. Because I ain't gonna say it because I don't feel like starting no shit. Let me keep that to myself. But I'm not doing this no more. But I have some experience, and I just understood, like, I just understand when you go in a room with people you don't know, that's your only chance to make an impression.
That's it.
It's some weirdos.
Man, listen, it's top notch weirdo season. I'm telling you, it's top notch. I be seeing and experiencing so much weird stuff. You know what I mean? Right now, it just be crazy, you know. And then on my end, it's just like dealing with, like, producers and co-producers, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Might be somebody way and Barnesville, Bo-Bama, Alabama, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, you help them get a song placed, now they want 10,000 for the beat. It's bro, first of all, if I wouldn't even made the beat, pick, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And then it's just weird stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But that's just weirdness coming from my perspective.
Right.
It's weirdness all over.
It is. And I learned very quickly in this industry to get the hell out of it. Because it's a no for me.
Yeah, you gotta swerve on that.
You gotta have a very special place in your heart and a passion to stick this out. Cause, oh God, I don't know how y'all do it.
Nah, for sure.
So what has been like one of the most memorable moments for you in your career?
In my career, it's been a lot. It's been a lot, for real. I'm gonna tell you a good one. we was in LA. We was working. I was in some session. I forgot. I was in a good session with a high level artist.
Mm-hmm.
So my boy Aaron Reed, that's LA Reed's son. He hits me up. You know what I'm saying? And he like, yo, we're working on some stuff for Drake. Pull up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, I packed my stuff up, right? You know what I mean? So KO the Wizard was with me. That's my producer from the Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
He with me, you know what I'm saying? So I text KO like, yo, we're going to cook up for Drake. He packs up automatically too. So we just left. You know what I mean? You know, I texted the artist in the end. I was like, yo, something came up. I got to swerve. And so we go to the studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron got a studio up there. So we go and we in the studio, right? We cooking up one of them crazy ones. He got like my boy Alec in there. Alec is like a guitar player, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Musician, dope musician. We had some songwriters in there. Aaron, the dope songwriter and producer too. And me and KO, so we done made this crazy joint. Like, this the first one we did. So LA Reed comes in the room. Yeah, he like, yo, this crazy. Like, I'm sitting right there by the door, but we doing it, like, I think we doing it on my laptop.
Uh-huh.
we doing the drums on my laptop. So I'm looking at him like, yeah, this is crazy, right? But it was like, I ain't wanna say too much because we doing it for Drake.
Mm.
So LA tells me, yo, this crazy. And I'm like, you know, for sure. He look at me again, like, tap me, like, yo, this crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I said, for sure, yeah. We just started cooking this one.
Uh-huh.
He leaves. You ain't gonna believe this.
Oh, God.
I come back. He comes back like 5 minutes later. Mm-hmm. Usher with him.
Shut up.
I promise.
Oh, my God.
I promise. Usher's with him. So Usher's like, he's vibing super hard. Usher had on a face mask. I mean, this like kind of it's around COVID.
COVID, right.
Usher had on a mask where he got pulled it down. He's like, oh, this is crazy. He started looking at me. He's like, yo, because I'm the closest one.
Right.
You know, and KO with me. You know what I'm saying? Aaron, all of them, you know what I'm saying? He could, you know, they looking like, I can see KO looking at me like, what you gonna do? Oh, but God. I'm like, yo, you know, I'm locked in on the Drake factor.
Right.
And for real, they kept saying something about the song, and they really asked about who was doing the beat, but they was like working on the reference.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept at like it was sounding fire. I know it was sounding fire. You know what I mean? And I think we kind of end up swerving out of it. But I'm gonna tell you the wild thing about that. Drake put out a house album, like 2 weeks later, I was sick. Because what we did was nowhere close to house. We doing it. Yeah, so.
Oh, my God.
And then fast forward like a year and some change later, Usher at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's like.
Damn.
See, yeah, that's like them. That's like the moment. That's a crazy little moment.
That's tough.
It's
man.
Crazy.
That's tough.
Thinking about it now though, what I learned from that, because I try to learn from everything. I done had a lot of little fumbles and blunders like that. You know what I mean? So what I took from that is like whoever God put me in the room with, it's a reason.
Yep.
All right. So we're going there to do some records for Drake. But Usher pops in.
He in there.
He pops in. Like L.A. Reid, don't get no bigger than these guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, they come in, they going, like,
damn.
L.A. Reid taps me twice. Like, yo, this is crazy. Like, on some airdrop it to him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That.
Yeah, but it's like Aaron in there, so I'm trying to see how Aaron playing it. I think Aaron, like, kind of in and out. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, yo. For real. So what I took away from that though, I was like, yo, whoever God put me in the room, I should have just gave him the record.
Yeah.
Cause we could have did 10 more for Drake. Like that's what we do. We make records. You know what I mean? So
yeah. It's gonna come back full circle.
Like a sip on
that. It'll come back full circle. So do you believe that Carolina artists receive the recognition they deserve outside of the Carolina.
Yeah, every Carolina artist like who did the work. Yeah, for sure.
That was specific.
Yeah, who did the work? If they did the work, if they do the work, if they did the work, yeah, for sure.
Hmm.
For sure.
That's interesting. Because of course, you know, everybody knows, people who watch the show know, everybody in the Carolina know. That the question that I asked DJ Chuck T like kind of spiraled out of control.
Right.
And I'm not sure if you remember the specific question, but I'll say it again. If a major label gave you the power to sign three artists from the Carolinas, who would they be?
Mm-hmm. Oh man, that's a good question. I can really only like who? Okay, let me. Dang, that's a good question.
Because see, every time I ask this question, I clip up the episode and I post this particular segment of the show, every Carolina artist floods my Instagram. And they all start tagging all these artists. All
right.
They ready. And mind you, this question was posed maybe 9 months ago.
Yeah.
And nobody's gotten signed yet.
Okay. Okay. It's two things. I'm gonna answer both questions for you. I can really only speak, like, I ain't really heard of no new artists. I kind of be in the bubble. I be working a lot. Mm-hmm. So like it just kind of gotta be going crazy to hit my radar, or I gotta be working with you, or I just gotta hear about you.
Okay.
So of course Trap Dickie right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We working with this cat named SK from out of the Ville. Mm-hmm. E5. We got a record name put out. I heard it on the radio like twice today. You know what I mean? So that's speaking for itself. That's not what it's doing. Mm-hmm. And then what else we got? I mean, I don't really know. I gotta see, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I work with you, I would leave in you, first of all. Mm. So like anybody I work with, I seen something there. You know what I mean?
So that's why you don't really work with that many people.
I mean, I don't, but I work with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you work with high level people though.
I still work with a lot of
you work with a lot of local artists?
Like nah, like I work with some local artists. Like I don't even want to call them local artists though.
Well, they
like,
live here locally.
Yeah,
they local.
Okay, yeah.
Don't nobody else know.
Right. Okay, okay. So I work with local artists. I work with like mid level artists, and I work with big artists. You know what I mean? But like the way I look at it is, and I done did this a couple of times. Like I work with the local artists who I got to see something there. Mm. You know what I mean? Or the mid-level artists, like, oh, I meant to answer for the second. Go back to your last question. Like, we just worked with a girl from South Carolina. Her name is Kardash. Mm-hmm. She got a record called Hang Low. And we did that. Like, we did the beat for that. And that, and the record went viral. Like, she was beefing with Sexy Red over the record and everything.
Mm.
Yeah. Her name is Kardash from South Carolina. She just signed like a major deal with Empire.
Okay.
Or B. Fisher signed her. Yeah. Crazy.
Okay.
So like I can't, you know what I'm saying? We did one song with her, and it's crazy. I met her in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the studio with a girl named Blake the Plug. She used to be on like Blake the Plug used to be with like Country Wayne, light-skinned girls in the skits.
Uh-huh.
If you ever seen Country Wayne, yeah. So we was working with her. We did like a crazy record. We did like a lot of records with Blake. So we in the studio with Blake and my boy Will. He do a lot of writing and like producing down there too. So Kardash is coming to session. It's like her and her publicist. You know what I'm saying? So like I'm doing something on my computer and I played like the Hang Low beat.
Mm-hmm.
And she heard the beat. She was like, yo, that's crazy. And Will was like, yeah, we got to like woo woo to it. Next thing you know, Will hit me like, yo, she cutting the record today. And then they did the record and then they did like a little drop the mic joint,
mm-hmm.
viral. You know what I mean? And next thing you know, some kind of way, her and Sexy Red got into it. You know what I mean? But the wild story about that, my fault, I'm kind of dragging
this on.
But the wild story with that, we gave, we did the record. I did the record for Sexy Red. I did the beat for Sexy Red.
So how did the other girl end up with it?
Crazy, like my boy Will, which I was telling you about, he was in Miami. They was in the studio with Sexy Red, you know what I mean? So Will hit me with the idea. I did the beat real quick. I sent it back to Will. I guess he, you know, it be move like studio life is fast. It move fast. So like when you're in the studio, you really it be windows of opportunities for stuff. You know what I mean? Like, so like say if I'm in there with Sexy Red. Right, she like, all right, first play me some beats. I'm ready to hear something. I can't wait 2-3 minutes. I gotta pull out whatever I got, my laptop,
right,
my phone, and I gotta start playing beats like a DJ immediately,
right?
And don't let the music stop. Like, I gotta just keep going, you know what I'm saying? So, because if I wait, or if it's like a delay, or like I did, it took me like, and I already know I was working on the clock, but I had to make the beat real quick. It was like, I was trying to get it done. My internet was working slow that day. I was tight. You know what I mean? So I finally got the beat sent. I air dropped to my phone, tested to him, but he was probably in another room. So She, I don't even think Sexy Red heard it. I think he played a hit maker. Hit maker was like, yo, that's a hit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So by the time it got to Kardash, I think it just sounded good on Kardash anyway. It sounded like, I think it sounded better. You know what I'm saying? But right. I took that. Now, let's tie that back to what I was telling you about the L.A. Reid joint and mm-hmm. the Usher joint. Mm-hmm. I'm in the room with her. So I'm like, we did the record for Sexy Red, but here, take the record. Do what you need to do.
So she used that mm-hmm. as publicity.
Yeah, she used the record, and the record went viral, and it got her a major record deal. Mm. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they invested, they had good, you know what I mean? Like, they got good production from me. You know what I'm saying? We did one song.
Does she currently still live in the Carolinas?
I think she's still staying in South Carolina.
Okay.
Something like that, yeah.
That's dope.
She from up there. I don't even want to lie and say where she from.
That's dope, though. Like, she's from South Carolina. And it's funny because, like, the circles that I've been around or the people I've talked to, like, I don't feel like... Maybe the level of talent that they're around may not be up to par to even be considered for label deals or right. investors or anything like that. So maybe that's why this constant conversation keeps going on and on about Carolina artists not being ready.
Right.
Because y'all not around those particular artists that are ready.
Right. Or I would say too. You gotta lock in with the producers, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta do your research, see who doing what, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? You gotta lock in, you know what I'm saying? Cause even with me, like, if you like, I do all my records. If I'm doing it with a Carolina record, like a Carolina artist, I'm not sending you the beat. Like, you gotta come to my studio or we go to one of these, you know, good quality studios around here, and we gotta lock in because even when I'm doing a song, like when I'm in the studio, I got a certain expectation of what's not trash, like what's a good record. You know what I mean? So, like, if we good, you're gonna get a radio level record or above mm-hmm. if we get in and do records because like that's my expectation every time I go in the studio. And if we doing a song, like I'm not really leaving, I stay in there with you all night till right. we get something like.
And it's funny that you said that they need to lock in with the producers because I literally was doing this manager thing in the industry for 5 years. Never heard of you.
That's crazy.
But I'm not going to say that has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you just say? You got to have a, let me shut up. Yeah.
Yeah. But I ain't going to lie. I'm kind of popping out more. You know what I mean? I'm kind of trying to pop out more and do like stuff like this. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah,
you know,
but just, I mean, but I also think like for the artists, like they should know all the producers. They should know who. Like, I'm just a manager. I don't know. I'm not from here, so you gotta introduce me to people. You gotta show me the ropes because I've never done this shit before.
Yeah,
and if I don't know who to contact, I mean, if I don't even know you exist, then that's kind of crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, but like you said, it's every part around. It's like people gotta do their research. It's like, and the people who know, like the people who you know.
But that leads back to, if you are arguing about being ready for a label deal, but you don't even know the hot producers in this area, something, there's a disconnect somewhere.
Right, right, right.
And maybe you're not as ready as you think you are.
Right, right, right. Yeah, like I said, it's a couple of, you know, it's a couple of different elements of that too. You know, because you are like, you might hear another producer name in Charlotte before you hear mine. You know what I'm saying? But that's cool.
But they don't have the accolades, though.
That's cool.
In my opinion, if you're the top of the top, I need to know who you are if I'm trying to get to the top.
Right, right, right.
You know, maybe I don't.
You're right. But that's why I said artists got to do their research.
Right. So yeah, I'm trying to figure out how you. Child, listen. Have me pay for this raggedy ass studio time. You supposed to be with Sean first. Anyway.
I'm telling you. But then, and then let me, like, even with that, too, like, if because I have artists hit me sometimes in my DM, and a lot of times, like, I kind of don't want to even respond because I'll be like, yo, how much to lock in? And it's like, like, you got to realize, like, My industry price is one price. So coming down, like,
your price is your price.
My price is my price. Like,
you ain't negotiating with terrorists.
Yeah, like if I, you know what I'm saying? If I tell you a couple bands for something, it's like, first of all, I'm a do overly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like what you want me to say?
But I feel like when you have those types of prices, first of all, you have the backing. You already know what you're worth. Right. And you price out people because you don't have time for no BS. Somebody got $60-$70. No, right. I ain't got time. No,
oh, man, yeah.
Because we not even playing these games.
60, like, okay. So yeah. So and then with that too, it's like if you don't spend this on the beat or whatever, it's like what you gonna spend on promoting the song?
You just over here preaching the sermon today. Ooh, child.
What you
the money at?
What's
the budget?
Are you what you got? Like, you go, I mean, what are you
gonna
do? You're
gonna make a song and then that's it. Right. Only me and you gonna know about the song.
Right. Or the people, you know, like it's different. It's different.
Well, and this is where I think like this whole TikTok era comes into play because everybody thinks they're gonna go viral on TikTok. Everybody think they song, they're gonna make a song, play it on their phone, and everybody gonna love it.
Oh, see, it's a method of that.
Obviously,
all right. Well, I mean, you could do it. You could do it. Ain't impossible, but it's a method.
It's definitely not impossible, but it's highly improbable.
Right.
Oh, they gotta like do the work. You still gotta do the groundwork.
You still gotta do the work. Yeah. You gotta do all elements because you never know which one gonna catch.
Exactly. There you go. So you work with a lot of artists,
right?
What's an artist that you would love to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
That's hard. That's
you don't work with all of them already?
Nah, I ain't work with all of them, but I think I made some dope music with that I ain't cook with. I think me and Travis Scott go crazy.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think me and Travis Scott go crazy. I think me and Ye'll go crazy. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I think Ye be listening to some baby joints and kind of riff raffing it, but I appreciate it. You know, that's what the greats do.
Absolutely.
Cause I don't you know
put that past them.
Yeah. Shout out to Ye.
Okay. So
he's a genius. Genius do that.
He definitely is a genius.
But I can hear it though. Crazy, it's like something only me and Ye know. I mean, you probably hear it too.
No. Y'all hear. Musicians and artists have a different way of hearing stuff and see. I feel like y'all hear in color or something. Like y'all can see stuff a way that everybody else can't.
Right.
Y'all are different. Y'all a little on the weird side, but no.
Oh, I'm joking. Nah, it's all good. So I know. Yeah, we definitely look weird.
Do you believe there will ever be another artist from the Carolina, hip hop artist from the Carolinas, as big as DaBaby?
Oh no, you gotta do some work. My boy
like
work.
Crazy.
Like
insane.
Even right now, he worked. He probably worked harder than he did before.
Yeah. His work ethic is crazy.
My boy works.
Yeah. I don't know. Y'all, because I know before I moved here, a lot of the artists that are from here, I really didn't know they were from the Carolinas.
Right.
So he, of course, Petey Powell, everybody know Petey Powell.
Yeah, Petey.
But shout the out to baby Petey. Kind of put the Carolinas on the map for real.
Yeah, cause Cole did it, but it's like Cole, you know what I'm saying? He kind of had that New York element too.
Cause I didn't know he was from the Carolinas until like somebody said it.
Right.
I would have never guessed that he was from the Carolinas.
But shout out to Cole though. He always threw the veil in there. I won't say that away from him. But it was like, yeah, baby had like that Carolina aura.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But will it ever be another artist as big from the Carolina? I mean, I ain't gonna, anything's what Kevin Garnett said, anything is possible. Okay, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to. I hope so. It would be. It's a lot of people out here doing this thing, and to see, like, I always ask people, like, why aren't artists in the Carolinas like coming together and forming these big conglomerates like Memphis or Atlanta, like,
right.
But somebody brought it to my attention. I don't know if you agree with this or not, mm-hmm. but they said in the Carolinas, it's hard to do that because we don't have a distinctive sound.
We do, for real. I mean,
what's the sound?
I mean, really, like, you got to think about 2019. Like, this is the simple boom.
No, boom. I mean, like, you know, like, Memphis has an accent. Like, you know when somebody right. from oh, you Atlanta talk, yeah. got an accent. Like, right. You know they from, like, the Carolinas lingo. Don't really have.
Like a lingo.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't really have that.
We do got a lingo, though. We say blank. You know what I mean? We got blank.
Words, you don't have a yeah, a you're right, sound.
You're right. A sound, okay. I get what you're saying. We just country,
yeah.
Man.
So, like, if I was to hear, like, if you just think about it, like J. Cole, Fantasia, Anthony Hamilton,
they all different,
yeah. You can't say, oh, you know, they from
right, okay. You know. I 100% get what you're saying,
yeah. Memphis, you hear that all up through the whole accent. New York, right. You hear it,
music, yeah,
Cuban, yeah. You hear it,
yeah, Cuban. Yeah,
so that's okay. why they were saying it would be hard for the Carolinas to have that type of movement as a whole,
right.
because there's really not a sound.
Okay,
it's like, oh, that's Carolina.
Okay, so now we get somewhere. All right, so listen, Carolina, we just country.
Yeah, but we don't know what part. It could be Alabama. Right, it could be Mississippi.
A lot of people say I sound like I'm from like New Orleans or something. I say I don't hear that.
Don't sound nothing like.
I don't hear that.
Now, that's a distinct.
That's wild. Accent. Yeah, that's what I said. That's wild. Oh, they reach.
So, hip hop, right. It seems to be going through a transition right now. Major transition.
It definitely is.
Do you think this, before I get into the details of the transition,
yeah.
Do you feel like it is needed and this, what kind of impact do you think it's going to have on the industry?
You never know. I can't predict it. You know what I mean? Like, but what I have definitely seen is like, I kind of seen like different. It switched phases already, so I know the phases it switches. So what I'm like, you just gotta stay with the wave, right?
Yeah,
stay with the wave. Like I was in like the CD era, seeing a CD era go from the streaming era. You know what I mean? Like to how producers work, to how everybody was in the studio or whoever, like whoever you would get a song with. It wasn't like back in the day, like. 2000s, the early 2000s, like you weren't sending, like you could send a beat, but like 9 out of 10, you had to be locked in. Right. With them. Like if you go, you couldn't send a beat to Gucci Man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be in Patchwork one day when he in Patchwork right. walking around, you gonna bump into him and you tell him you got some 5 beats and pray to God he go in there and listen to him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? Or even with Baby back in the like. Even with Baby, like you gotta think this like 2016.
Right.
It just went like you gotta bump into him, you gotta be with him. Like I ran into Baby working on somebody else's song. Like, luckily I kind of knew he was coming, so I was like prepared.
Right.
But it's just like now it's different.
Yeah,
it's different for sure.
So I know it's so much happening right now in hip hop. I'll start with the soft stuff first.
Yeah, hip hop is in a crazy place.
So I know one of the things that I felt was like a kind of a transitional moment that happened recently was K-Dot dropped the song Watch the Party Die.
Yeah.
And Lecrae and D1 pretty much made their Answer the Call songs based off of what Kendrick did.
So I heard it, but I was in the studio, so I couldn't tap in. So did Kendrick mention Lecrae?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And D1.
I heard Lecrae say, like, I wasn't going to say nothing, but I got to say something because you said something. So
yeah, it's no beef, though. It's pretty dope.
What did he say, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't remember exactly what he said, but it was kind of like asking, like, he's saying, watch the party die. Like, so Lecrae's a gospel singer, so he's kind of like, we need to make a transition. And listen, I wish I was like Lecrae. I wish I was like D1. Like,
right. D1. I know D1 too. Okay.
Pretty dope. First of all, both of their responses were so fire.
Okay. I got to tap in now. I got to tap in.
I loved it. Maybe because I'm old. I don't know. And I love K-Dot. So I thought it was genius. But outside of that, then there was another kind of moment. I ain't getting to the bad stuff yet. Kevin Lyles. He stepped down as 300 ENT CEO.
Yeah.
So that's another huge transition in the industry.
Yeah, that's why I work.
Yeah. And then did you hear about Atlantic Records where they dropped 50 of their artists on the label?
Yeah, I've been there, heard about that.
So it's like
that's like kind of old.
Are we cleaning up some stuff.
Like, I don't know what they're doing. It's like it's a mix of cleaning up, like with the last cleanup you were saying. it's a mix of that. It's a little bit of that, but then it's just mostly I think the music, like the money ain't coming in. Mm. You know what I mean? And then you got to think like people before in the labels used to do like groundwork, like,
yeah.
And groundwork was necessary to find out who is who. But now it's the internet. You don't need
a whole
like
stage.
It's obvious.
Yeah.
It's obvious now who popping, who you need to go tap into.
Okay.
It's obvious now, like,
yeah.
Even with the Kardash, like, when we did that song for her, it was everywhere.
Mm.
I'm talking about millions of views on Twitter,
right.
Millions of views TikTok, millions of views on Instagram.
Okay,
you know what I mean? So it's like you can't.
It's when undeniable. It's,
yeah, when it's there, you can't miss it no more.
Okay.
Like, all right, if the people like it on the internet, you don't need an A&R to tell you, hey, yo, such and such fire.
Yeah,
it's like
you don't got to sell it because it's selling itself.
Yeah, but. Yeah, and that's the part that sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because now we're at the mercy of what I would consider, I say it's fake people, but what, because, and in my opinion, it is very hard for you to get that many people to view anything.
Right.
But it's also, it's even 20,000 times harder to get those people to come buy some shit. And then even a million times harder to get them people to pay for something to come see some shit.
Right.
So it's still, to me, like the groundwork still has to be done, but the initial contact is made easier now.
Right.
Because of the internet, because of social media.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, yeah, so it really don't give A&R a chance. Like, A&R might come in with something dope, like something fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know personally A&R is like that. I'm cool with, and they got artists like they trying to break, and the artist is really talented. You know what I mean? But it's like I kind of see the writing on the wall already. It's like, you know, the artist ain't, you know what I mean?
What's their numbers look like?
Right.
That's the first answer. That's the first question.
And that's the part. How much money
they making off their music right now?
That's the part that sucks. You know what I'm saying? Because even as a creator like myself. Like it's artists I work with now, and it's like I believe in them 100%, but it's like far as the talent wise, but it's like I know that other aspect is so critical.
Yeah.
So even me, I lose sight. Even when I'm working with them, I'm like, oh, that's a hit. This record gonna go. It's like, no. You know, it take a lot more now. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of disheartening for people who really love music. We're missing out on so much good music, so much good talent based off of numbers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is a business, so
yeah, and that's what you got to keep in mind at the end of the day, you know. And that's what make it hard. Like I can't even be a fan of music because I'm like, I'm thinking about the business,
right. Right? Yeah,
I'm thinking like, yeah, all right, you know what I'm saying? This song fire. Let me see how, and that's how I always do it. Like, let me see how much streams this song got.
Mm.
Like, why am I worried? Why do I care about the streams? Like, why am I going to see how many Spotify streams this song got?
It's like,
if I like it, I like it, you know. But I try to support what I like anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
away from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to go download my boy's song. I seen one song I like. My boy to be like, you got to believe. You seen that joint, my boy? I think he's from Florida or something. He look crazy, but he got this...
No.
I don't know if he's like a Christian rapper, but he got this crazy song. But it's like son, you gotta believe. You gotta believe.
Lord.
But it's hard.
As long as it's catchy, listen, it'll go. Yeah. It'll go. But speaking of business, what are your thoughts on Kendrick Lamar headlining the Super Bowl?
That's crazy work.
Why?
It's just crazy work. It's crazy.
I'm trying to figure out why it's crazy. He don't deserve it.
I don't want to say that. If you got a number one record in the world, you obviously deserve it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
highest tour, selling out of a tour for any artist.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's
But I want to know your true feelings, because that ain't how you felt.
Nah, it's crazy. I don't know how to feel about that. I don't know how to feel.
People are like losing their mind. Number one, this is what happens when you have a whole era of people who feel entitled to this.
Right.
Nobody told anybody anything. They just assumed that this is what it was going to be. I don't know why. Because if anybody has been doing any watching and looking, listen, I am a diehard Lil Wayne fan.
Right.
Absolutely don't think he was the right choice. He should not have even been considered for that. Just because you're from a place don't mean you should be performing. If you've seen the last performances he's been doing, it's been awful.
Yeah, they've been pretty bad.
And using like, he could have brought these people up. But he's a headliner. Right. Of course you're going to bring up people, but you still got to hold down the show.
Yeah.
And you haven't been showing that you were capable of doing that. And then in my opinion, being retired Air Force, when we go to the end of the year and we do our evaluations, what have you done this past year and been consistent with over years to show that you deserve this award or this promotion?
All right.
Kendrick, I believe, has been doing his thing.
No, I ain't gonna lie though. Kendrick got some pops. I was talking to, I think me and Kayo was talking about it Sunday drop. Okay, so Kendrick got Not Like Us, right? Mm-hmm. He got Humble.
We gonna be all right.
I see Kendrick got some joy. Okay. Respect.
Is it 17, 11 or 17? I can't remember the number of Grammys. And 15, he has a Pulitzer Prize going now.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't Kendrick, it wasn't going to be Wayne either way.
Right.
I'm like, where did y'all get this from?
Let me lollipop, whatever. I like that Wayne song. Wayne got some joints, but I don't know that Super Bowl.
But performing it. Right. Like the performance and the stage presence and the...
Because he do a lot of singing.
And
you can't do that live how Wayne be doing it. Wayne got a good engineer.
And I'm like, the Super Bowl has been in New Orleans a lot of times. And nobody's ever complained about Wayne.
You mean you couldn't say that with B though. Couldn't say that.
Did you see him perform at the WWE thing a couple weeks ago?
Right. I mean,
oh man, that was bad.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this because he needs to get clean. He needs to be sober. He needs to be well.
Now I tell you what I did see. It kind of was like, all right, I feel him. Wayne did something like we kind of addressed the situation, but I think he was saying he just had to get up to doing that. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, I might not, been.
But I'm confused of how it even became a situation where nobody told you was going to be performing. You just assumed because it was in your city, you was going to be performing.
Right.
That this is literally the era we live in. That people just think they supposed to get something because of something. Like, wow.
Yeah, you're right.
They never had the conversation. You're right. You hurt your own feelings.
I think they did it for that LA one. And then I think once they did it for the LA one.
But
it
the
was
LA
like,
one was because it was 50 years of hip hop. And
was that the reason?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was I believe was it Dre or it was something with an anniversary or something that happened, but you had Eminem, 50 Cent, who's not from LA. Eminem, who's not from LA.
Right, yeah. Okay.
It's Aftermath and kind of like, you kind of had Dre's
umbrella. Yeah, right, whoever Dre like was under his thing. But
okay, respect.
But I'm like, one Super Bowl out of how many?
Seven or eight, that's it.
Last year, Rihanna was there. It wasn't in Barbados, was it?
Nah, it definitely wasn't.
Usher was there in Vegas. He from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, I'm confused of where did this standard come from.
Usher got Vegas a lot right now.
Of course he do.
He got Vegas on some man.
But that year, Usher showed his, like, he showed up. He did the work, and he deserved to be
headline. He had Alicia singing off key. It was lit.
You know what? I forgot about that part. I really forgot about that. Yo, that's crazy.
Hey, my girl came in. She forgot. Like, man. Hold on. We at the Super Bowl. She got right quick, though.
She didn't do that.
She got right quick.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the Super Bowl is going to be so dope.
Oh, yeah.
Based off of when Kendrick did his portion with Dr. Dre and them, that was pretty powerful. So I'm excited to see it.
Hey, Kendrick going to be on that stepping. But Kendrick going to be going crazy on that
and
thing.
Then on the internet talk about, well, maybe he'll bring Wayne out. Oh, now, why would he bring Wayne out? If we gonna bring him out to sing like Not Like Us?
Yeah.
Like, come on, y'all.
I seen something crazy. I was on TikTok the other day. I put my phone down after I seen this. They was like, Kendrick's gonna bring Wayne out, right? And then Wayne gonna bring Drake out, and they squash the beef right there.
Yeah, right.
I see that. Kendrick, that's my word.
Drag the shit out of Drake. Like, Drake probably the last person he wants to see is Kendrick.
I'm staying out of that, man. I gotta work with both of them.
That ain't gonna happen. Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
But yeah, man, that's
so hey, something I want you to get into. And okay. I promise you, disclaimer, I do not have any baby oil in here. Okay,
baby oil.
You don't know what the baby oil reference is?
Oh, I already know.
Okay, so what do you think?
A thousand of them things.
What do you think about Diddy being arrested and then they finding 1,000 bottles of lube and baby oil?
That got to be cap.
I think he had it. He definitely had it.
I think they photoshopped the pictures and everything. Ain't no way this man
had it. He's a creep.
Yo, did you see how they was lined up? They was neatly lined up.
They had to take accurate account.
It's no way.
Have you ever watched him like over? Well, you might be young, but over the years, like when he was high and in public saying crazy shit.
So, have you like the baby? That's a lot of baby oil.
What, Fred? What did he say it on the was it Breakfast Club? No, Charlamagne played the clip on the Breakfast Club where he was calling somebody daddy and was like, I like when you scrape and you scratch and trying to get away.
He was talking to me. That was bad. That was wild work. That was wild work.
You ain't using enough baby oil. Baby oil was not good for that.
So hold on. Time out. Baby oil. What is baby oil going to do, first of all?
He like them squimmish. He like them to be slippery.
Take that. Yo, what? You could do a lot on one bottle of baby oil. So the thousands?
But you got to realize, When they did the press conference, they having freak offs. So it's lots of people. Everybody got to be oil and greased up.
That's why I work.
He said, I have never in my life
heard the
words freak off on my TV.
Yeah, that's
that many times.
I ain't gonna lie. This is like the first time, like freak off. It's like got to be a Diddy thing.
Cause what?
Got to be a Diddy thing, like. I never heard freak offs.
Me either.
Yeah.
This is even when growing up in the Uncle Luke era, you ain't hear no shit like this.
Nah.
Yeah, I think right before we got on,
they say it was a lot of people in there.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They going down. He telling.
Yeah.
He gonna tell.
He gonna sing like a bird.
He better. Them kids need their daddy. They said that the second judge just denied the appeal to the bail, so he's sitting there until the trial.
Damn, he gonna talk.
He gonna have to.
I didn't mean to cuss. He's gonna talk. Lord,
you know how many people? But just imagine how many people are on these tapes. Why y'all recording this stuff? Right. You ain't learned from R. Kelly. Why would you record it?
It's crazy though. It's crazy.
This is disgusting.
I think I want to equate it to like, you know, selling drugs. Like once you've been doing it for so long and you think you done got, you done got so far as you get comfortable, like you might got a couple, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Which one? On Facebook?
Yeah, but you know, I think it's something like that. Like they get comfortable, they think they can do what they want to do.
What the hell?
And lose perspective, you know what I mean?
Let me see if I can find the comment.
Man, a thousand baby oils.
He said,
crazy.
Wait, somebody said he trying not to mess up a future bag.
right.
Oh, it was okay. He said he was calling Fabulous Daddy. That's who it was. And saying they
was that Fabulous he was calling. I thought it was me.
On Drink Champs.
He did it on there too.
He said, yeah, because he was like, remember, because we haven't party. Because Fabulous was like, we party before. He was like, no, we ain't party.
What is party?
Freak off. Hold on. This Patrick said, do y'all think freak off will now be added to the Urban Dictionary?
Hey, Pat is right. You definitely got to put that in there. You got to explain that.
Yo, this is crazy.
Okay.
But see, now they trying to say, well, first of all, if anybody knows anything about the feds, they don't bother you unless they pretty much 100% sure they're gonna get you.
Right, for sure.
They got 96% conviction rate.
Yeah, they gotta be locked in.
Yeah, so they're saying
only fumble thing I seen was the drum with Thug. Like, they fumbling that.
Oh, I'm they sick fumbling. Of that.
That's crazy.
I'm so sick of that trial.
You got my boy Nut out here. He done turned up. You know, they fumbling. They wasting these people's time.
It's really out of control at Shout this out point. To Thug. Like, Shout out listen, to Thug. Yeah. And y'all need to give Woody an Emmy, okay?
Woody did an amazing job.
He's talking about, the lady said, she's asking, I'm sorry, you're talking about because they're my shoulders. I said, oh, Jesus. This dude. Talking about Thug, did you have a... He gonna ask that man the
Everybody,
question.
I got cousins like Woody, so that's why I know him, and he's so funny to me.
I love it.
And it's like, I understand it because I grew up with him. I like had a lot of Woodies around. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just like, why? Like, to me, Thug ain't doing no, like, Diddy shit. Right. So, like, he helping the community. He doing all kinds of... Y'all just mad because y'all can't get the money that he getting. Y'all, it's, whatever he doing it in a way that y'all can't fuck with him.
No, I ain't gonna lie. That Atlanta joint got real for a minute, though.
Absolutely. When they started arresting everybody.
Yeah, but I'm talking about before that, when they was out. I remember I was... like around like what's that 2020? That's when I started kind of going to Atlanta more. That's like when I did the City Girls record, mm-hmm. and I was kind of working. You know, I was just kind of, you know, so we had Baby Joint going crazy. So it was like before Atlanta used to be like a place where like producer wise, it'd be hard to get into the rooms. Mm-hmm. It'd be hard to get in and lock in with different people. But it's like, you know, it's how it's supposed to be. You put in work first. Yeah, you put in some work. It's like, all right, come on.
Yeah.
And then it was still like, we're going to see what's up. But you know what I'm saying? So we was getting more rooms in Atlanta. And I remember my man, hey, he called me. He was like, yo, pull up on Lucci. Mm. He was like, yo, Lucci want to get in with you today. And so I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm like, I'm at an Airbnb over there. So I'm making beats and joint. And my boy called me. My boy, he called. He like, yo, you going to a Lucci session today? And I'm like, yeah, wow, what's up? You want to pull up? I'm like, you want to pull up? Like, pull up on me. Mm. I don't want to be in a dolo anyway. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, nah, bro, I don't know, bro. Him and Thug beefing right now. I don't know, man. Yeah. So that's when I knew it was crazy. Because I'm like, yo, first of all, I didn't even know. Like, he shouldn't even know when I was gonna play that, but he knew and he hit me.
I think I
pulled up anyway. I did, but I was annoyed the whole time.
Why?
Because I didn't know. I didn't know it was gonna come light the spot up or what.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, that's when him and Thug. That's when the beef was like, you know, it was crazy.
Oh Lord, yeah. See,
but it was crazy. Lucci didn't end up showing up. We was at Think It's a Game Studios. Lucci didn't show up, and I worked with another artist that had in there.
Okay.
But I was still annoyed.
Right. Hold on.
They might
caught in the crossfire.
Cause I seen a G-Wagon pull up. I was sitting outside on the phone. I seen the G-Wagon pull up. Go in. So I'm like, all right, that might be Lucci. But then they sat back there and then they pulled off.
Mm. Oh, see, nah,
can't never pull up.
Too much. That's too much stress.
Yeah,
on your chest.
I ain't gonna lie, that was a lot. But I ain't gonna lie, that's like my producer, like my job. So it's like, right. You know, if you work in a, if I work like, you know, I'm fortunate to do this. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's a blessing. So I treat it like I would treat another job. You know, I use wisdom, of course. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm doing something. If I'm a bus driver, right,
mm-hmm.
and it's a bad neighborhood, I still got to drive through there.
Still got to drive the bus, right.
I still got to pick up the kids.
Yeah.
I still got to do what I got to do to make the money. Yeah. So that's how I looked at that. You know what I mean? Even, like, I'll give you another wild one. We pulling, I don't know what. I can't even tell you. But we go to QC Studios, and it's like something going on. And it's like, you know, QC, they had security everywhere. It's like a wall we pulled in. It was like, you know, I don't want to give away too much. Right. You know, QC, not, they switched it up. But it was mad security. I put it like that. People popping out with choppers. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, what in the world going on?
Right.
You know what I mean? But it had a lot going on. I think that's when we did a City Girls record. So there was a lot going on in the city then, because all that's around the same time. It's like, that's when I first started going to Atlanta. It was like 2020, 2021.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
That's, and the sad part about it is, I don't know if you saw the interview they did with Wallow and Gilly, and Wallow literally warned them about what they was doing.
Oh, the YSL joint?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Everything he warned them happened.
Yeah, definitely did. Yeah. Definitely did.
That's sad.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So how does, like, being in the industry, being a producer, doing all this work, how does it affect your relationship? Because you're married.
First of all, I tell everybody to do it, like, get you a partner that understand what you're doing. And like, they gotta see the vision with you. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, because especially like they there for the whole process. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, it's slow. Like, I probably started producing and want to say like 2020. It was like 2008, 2009 for real, for real. Mm-hmm. Might have been earlier than that, like 2007 for real. That's when I like locked in. But like, and then I told my wife, I was like, all right, if this don't work out in like 5 to 7 years, I ain't gonna do it no more. I'm gonna do something else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't work out, like, make it pop like 5 to 7 years. But it was like, by the time I'm 5 to 7 years in, all right, now I'm getting like 200 for a beat, mm-hmm. couple, you know, some money to record. So it's like, I'm in, but I ain't in. Right. So it's like, I can't stop now. I know I said 5 to 7. I said 5 to 7, but it's like, I might make 250. And, you know, I really don't want to go. At this point, I don't want to do nothing regular. Right. You know what I'm saying? I sold out to the dream. There wasn't no plan B. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I still play the keys in church too. So doing that, you know, I was still able to bring in a little bread.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then I was recording a lot of people. So yeah, you gotta have a partner that understand, but you gotta work too. Like, like, my wife was seeing results. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't large results, but it's like
it was progress.
It wasn't never like, I don't got no bread. You know, I was
Fred, stop laughing at me.
I was making a little bit of bread. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't crazy. I tell you that. Like, I ain't like. When I started, like, I started around, what did I say, 2007, 2008?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I ain't really started. I was doing it independently at the crib, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But, like, when I kind of started making a little bit of, like, okay, this is a little bit of money, around, like, 2013, 2014.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's when I started working with, I was working with a lot of people, but you know, I'm gonna charge, like, I was charging what I was charging, but you know, it wasn't, I don't even like to talk about money, like, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Yeah. You know, I give real numbers. Like, okay, so when I started working with my boy Money Only Mo, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, and they had the Honey Gang, you know, all of them, you know, that's when, okay, I was working with them all day, every day. So, okay. You know, they coming in, you know, they was paying for the work. Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. I was recording them and I'm making all the beats. Mm. So I started seeing a little bit of real money then. And then it's crazy. I remember they got locked up and I started working with DaBaby. It was like crazy how that sequence happened. Mm-hmm. Cause it was like the last one didn't get locked up. He the one that came in with Baby. So I met Baby. And so I was like, Baby came in and did a feature real quick. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, let me play you some. And he heard it, loved it. He went and recorded it. It was Dab City, that Carolina Panthers song. That mm-hmm. was the first song we did. They were playing the Panther Stadium all. That was crazy. So that was the first song we did. But he was like, yo, how much you want for the beat? But I ain't want to do no one-off with him. So I'm just like, yo, I told him, like, yo, give me a couple hundred and I do 5 songs. You know what I'm saying? Which was, you know, people would say it's crazy.
No, it was the long game.
Yeah, it was a long game, like. And plus, he was, you know, he was dope. So I was like, okay, yeah, buddy working. Yeah. I already done heard about him. If we do, like, if we put two and two together, it's going to go crazy. Mm-hmm. So I ain't gonna tax him. I just want to work. But I had to do something. I think I told him, I think my, let me tell you, it's crazy. This first time I'm telling this. I think the rent was $600. Mm-hmm. So my rent was $600 and I needed to pay my rent that day. And so he was like, how much? He pulled out some money. So I'm like, shit, $605 songs. And I do the beat and I record it. You know what I'm saying? And we did that all the way till we got to the point where he was signed with like a major label. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So even from that, like still ain't about the money. I was getting,
there you go.
I always got the same rate for him, whatever the label offered. Mm-hmm. Like I would never like come back like, oh, I need
right
this or that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it was about. So yeah, with that was yeah. Okay.
So you would say that, but you picked the perfect partner.
Yeah. That's why I say you gotta believe in what you pick, because even doing that, like when I started working with him, like even go back to my partner, she was like, all right, I see the potential. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing results. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't like no automatic crazy money. I remember like the first little checks, the BMI royalty checks, mm-hmm. like 200.
Yeah.
But it was like, I was proud of that, right. 200. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Oh, we did this.
Yeah.
Like, this the back end.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not even thinking what it'll be.
It will be. Yeah.
Yeah, like,
so, yeah. Because you were showing, you were putting in the work and you were showing her that this is the steps it's going to take, but it's going to be progress. You weren't like 5 years later, you still looking like that.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. We was always walking. It was taking a step. We were never like, we was always walking up the steps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We ain't never walked backwards.
That's what I'm talking about. That's good.
You know, even when, you know, the elevator, you can't go floor to floor. We was taking the steps. You know?
That's so, what it takes. That's slow. Yeah. And you learn a lot when you take the steps.
For sure.
Yeah.
You learn everything.
So what's one of the craziest things you've ever done for love?
Craziest things I've done for love? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Nothing including baby oil, please.
Nah, nothing.
No,
nah,
I'm just
nah, nah, baby oil. I know baby oil. Oh, man. I did some crazy stuff for love.
Uh-oh.
I don't even want to get caught in a blend up with some of the joints.
Okay, the crazy thing you've done for your wife. We don't want to put you in no proverbial trick bags, okay?
The craziest thing I did for my wife. I think I hopped out the car one day. This is crazy. Like, I hopped out the car. We were arguing about something.
Uh-oh.
And then, like, I didn't really need to hop out the car. I just wanted to get my point across. And then like she pulled off. So yo, I'm running behind the car. I'm like, oh no, I didn't think it was gonna go like this.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's the
she left you.
She tried.
She came back and got you.
Yeah, she came back.
Oh my god.
She's hovering around, but she floored it. I was tight.
I bet your ass won't jump out the car no more.
Nah, yeah. She said the same thing. That's crazy.
So what advice would you give a man who desires marriage?
Don't settle. Look for the right thing. Don't settle.
What does settling look like?
Settle, man, I'll be hearing, you know, you can hear it in like a lot of people conversation when they settle, you know. They don't sound happy. Or like, oh man, I gotta do this because, you know, this is
because she's pregnant.
Oh yeah, not even that. You know what I'm saying? Because if it ain't it either way, pregnant or not. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because I hear a lot of women say they don't want to settle, and then men get upset
right
when they say that. So I'm trying to figure out, what is a man settling?
Well, women should settle. You know, women should be happy.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should settle for anything.
Yeah, nobody should settle. Like, no, you know.
I do hear a lot of stories or horror stories where men have settled in a way where maybe their initial attraction caught their eye, but then they realized it was empty up there.
Men are bad for that.
They ain't really get what they bargained for.
Yeah, man, we got, you know, You got the blinders. You know, it'd be wild as a man. You know, you know what I mean? Like you'll see something, you think it, you know, you think it is what it ain't. Mm. But it ain't what it is. I feel bad for the single people.
Yeah, please,
it's treacherous.
Send a prayer for us.
Yeah.
Cause
it's treacherous.
Child. I don't know.
And it's like everything catfish. I be hearing some wild stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like everything catfish.
Well, that's because it's so easy on social media to fool people.
That's what I'm saying. See,
so
there you go.
If you got to show up in person, uh-oh.
Yeah,
I ain't got that filter with me.
I met my wife like face to face.
Yeah, I think back, that's
like way important. You know, way back. You gotta meet them face to face.
Yeah, because like I'll meet guys for the first time.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Oh, you look like you look on social media." I'm like, yeah. Am I supposed to look a different way? I'm right. Like, these hoes out here really getting y'all. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
And then you got a plastic surgery now.
Oh God. What's up with the lips? Why are they putting all this shit in their lips? Like these big duck lips now.
I ain't been to LA in a couple months, so I'm like, I guess I ain't seen
that. I just see it on TV.
Matter of fact, I went to Miami this summer. I can't remember. I went to Miami though. Yeah, it was a lot of fake lips. It's crazy.
That's weird.
That's super
weird.
And
they think it looks cute too.
Yo, on the spot I go eat in LA a lot when I'm out there. I go to what's the name of that spot? I can't think of the name. It's right around the corner from Lord have mercy. Crustaceans. It's right around the corner from Crustaceans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a little healthy spot, but it's good. It's super good. But right beside is a plastic surgery place. Mm-hmm. So like in LA, I love the weather. So in LA, so I sit outside and eat in LA. Like, so when we go eat there, we sit outside. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We be eating outside, chilling, you know. You know, do my earthly thing. You know, you could just sit there and survive mm-hmm. in LA. You know what I mean? So
you watching them get rolled out though.
Right. It'd be crazy. I see them going in and coming out. Yo, I kid you not. We in the little spot in line order one day. And I thought it might have been. I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was Kim Kardashian behind me.
It probably was
though.
Mm-hmm.
But it was crazy. It was crazy. Yeah, I got some wild, like the LA stories. It's always something when I go out there.
I'm sure.
One time we going out there, it's another one. You ain't even ask me, but I'm going to tell you. Like, we going out there, so I'm on a plane, right? So I'm sitting down. So this dude come up. He like, yo, I think this is my seat. I'm like, nah, bro. Like, it's definitely not your seat. Like, I showed him my plane ticket or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the whole row was empty until he came up. So he ended up sitting right there. We was talking. You know, we talked a little bit, but I be going to sleep on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, dang, yeah, I thought this was my seat. I don't know, but I'm gonna sit right here. Ain't nobody else here, right? I'm like, for sure. Like, do you? I ain't tripping. So it was like a seat between us. So, I don't know if we said nothing. The rest of the flight, I'll be asleep. Like I said, I'll be asleep. So when we land, I think KO, my producer KO, was with me.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sitting like a couple seats behind me. So like I get off before he do. So I ain't, you know, I get off. He like, bruh, you were sitting with DDG the whole time?
Really? You ain't know it was him.
I'm gonna tell you, I thought he looked like somebody I knew from the city.
Oh my God.
But when I figured out, I was like, oh, this can't be bro from the city. Because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, that was DDG.
Wow.
Tripping.
You know what I'm saying? Running into people.
Yeah, but even with that, it's like, you know, like. You know, I know how to play it with artists. You know what I'm saying? Because I know they don't want to be bothered, but I know how to get my work in at the same time.
Right.
Like, yo, what up, bro? I'm Sean the First. I did this. I did that.
Yeah.
Shit. Like, it's crazy. We on here. Let me let you hear something. I let them hear a couple beats on there. Lock in numbers with them.
Mm-hmm.
Send them the joint. But you know what I'm saying? We just locked in. So if we both going out to LA, I hit you like.
Yeah.
I'm in Paramount Studios. Or I'm in Sony Studios all the time anyway. So artists pull up there because that's where everybody go.
Right.
Anyway, they're gonna be there or they go, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or they'll pull up there. So that's crazy.
You got some good stories here.
Yeah,
man. So what part of yourself would you like to see reflected in your partner?
That's good. That's a good question. Just pass off the perseverance and the hard work. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like now it's like I done achieved like a lot of my goals. So now it's like helping her achieve her goals. So now I done help her to like different businesses. Mm-hmm. And basically, I don't want her to do nothing that like I wake up. Like, you don't got to tell me to go make no beats. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to make some beats.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't even about the money at this. I mean, you know, I got to do it at this point to have like new material, but I still like doing it. Mm-hmm. I get excited about the process.
Right.
So that's what I tell her, which I know is different for everybody else, but like, you know, I just tell her like, yo, just make sure you're excited about what you're doing. Like, if you don't want to get up and do it, like, you know, we've been put in the position. You done held it down long enough, you know, you don't got to do nothing you don't want to do. So she done started a couple different businesses she's going with, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, that's what I tell her. That's what I like try to push on that. Like, just, you know, we're at the point right now, just like, yo, just try something till, you know, whenever it is work, it work. Yeah. You'll know. Like, that's what I tell her, you'll know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
my last two questions I ask every guest that comes on my show.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. So what has been the best advice you've ever received?
Oh, that's a good question. it's wild. My man used to say it, but I think he used to kind of be joking, but it's like, yo, get your record. Like, he just kind of said it in a joking way, like, get your record. Like, something, we'll be in the studio and something happen, he'll look at me like, all right, get your record. Like, if it looked like the record might not get done, he'll say like, yo, get your record. So it's like, I always carry that with me. So if I'm in the studio now, no matter who I'm in there with, like, especially the session not going good, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it ain't going as fluid as it, like, normally go, I always hear that, like, get your record. Like, all right, I got to get the record. You know what I'm saying? It's like, type
activity. Making sure you always getting something out of it.
Yeah, that's the best advice I got. You know what I mean? I got a lot of good life advice. Too much good life advice to, but, you know, if one to stick out, like, get your record.
Okay.
Yeah. You know?
And what advice would you give 15-year-old Sean?
Oh man, I would tell him, keep doing everything you're doing. I think everything I'm doing like made me, you know, every experience made me who I am and built me up to the person I become. And like even the stuff I told you I might have missed out on, like, it just, like, if I would have did that, I would have never known, like, all right, with the Usher joint, like, if I would have never did the Usher joint, if I would have did the Usher joint, right? He's already who he is.
Yeah.
You know, I am who I am for the most part. Like, a big Usher record, like, that'll be cool. But it's like, all right, so I learned from that. So when I got in there with Kardash, the girl from South Carolina, who had the big viral record we got signed, it's like, now I knew to go ahead, just give her the song.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't, you know, I ain't ask her, can you pay for this or nothing at first? My man told me what's up with her, like, all right, we gave her a song. And it helped her, like, change her life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, that's what it's about.
Yeah. There,
that part.
So I would tell 15-year-old me, I would just tell him, like, yo, just do you. You know, just do you.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate you for coming on the show. And giving us all these amazing stories. Listen, we don't really get to talk to people on your level all the time.
Stop.
But this is a part of the show where I allow my guests to let the people know how to follow you. If you got anything coming up that you want to promote, let them know. That's your camera right there.
For sure. Yeah, all right, we just did baby. We got a baby single coming Friday. Can't Keep Keisha. Next week, right after that, How the F Is This a Mixtape? Project. It's a mixtape, but it's an album. Okay. It's crazy. We produce majority of that. Me and my boy locked in right now at a high level. And it's like, me, KO, the Wizard, and Coach Brody, you know what I'm saying? And baby, we just been in the studio. Like, that's why I said, like, this is the first week I'm free. You know what I'm saying? It's worked out perfect. Like, so we've been in the studio like crazy. So we got that coming out. I got some other stuff I'm working on, probably like putting out my own singles, you know what I'm saying? Like doing DJ and dates type situations, you know, just trying to build my brand as a producer and trying to have it like, so the next time somebody like you come in town, like they're not wondering who, like you never hear about Sean the First. I'm just,
there you go.
But you know, a lot of times I like to let the work speak for itself, but it's a different era. So, you know, you got to be out there kind of more. So
yeah. And how can they follow you on social media?
You can definitely follow me at SEAN_DA_FIRZT.
Hey, Sean the First.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all make
so
sure
much
y'all follow him and support him. He's a pretty big deal.
Likewise. Got plaques over there.
Listen, I'm trying to get like you so I can be on the floor with all my plaques around me.
Hey, listen. people don't know how much it takes to get one, so you already on the track.
Oh, Lord. Listen, I'm sleepy now thinking about it. But y'all know who I am. I'm Dede Leggett, a.k.a. The Core Queen. I help individuals lose weight, get in amazing shape without starving themselves or spend hours a day in the gym.
You do.
So if you need me to unbig your back.
Hold on, time out. I just started juicing like 3 days ago.
Did you?
Yeah, what you think about that?
Whew. Good luck.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie,
You should feel good though, if you've been doing it for 3 days. You should feel all right now.
I feel amazing, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
And it feel like something I wanna do, so.
Yeah.
Before I came in here, like I did some vegetables, I cooked some vegetables, and I cooked like some fish. Mm-hmm. I try to do all natural stuff. Mm-hmm. Am I going too long?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So I try to do all natural stuff. I try to go like to a market, like the like a farmer's market.
Right. Yeah.
Where I can get like all, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All the homegrown stuff. So I got like the veggie kale, like the homegrown, you know, the kale, whatever, the spinach, all the fruits, the beets, garlic, all types of wild stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What else I get? Celery. I got celery. So like we juiced it. You know what I mean? So now I'm like on 3 days in that, and I got a smoothie from Smoothie King. I feel like I messed up with that.
Yeah, you did.
But I don't get no sugar in the one from Smoothie King. I get like a keto smoothie. Right.
I don't know what they use. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, see, at Tropical Smoothie, I can watch them. I can see what they're putting in it.
Right.
I don't really know what Smoothie King be doing.
I ain't gonna hold you. I felt the same way when I went there. I was like, something ain't right.
Yeah, it's too much sugar. But it's okay. It's not like you like undid anything.
Right. Yeah,
that's great. That's good work. I love, you know, eating clean, eating healthy. That's what I do.
Right.
That's my zhuzh. So keep it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna try my best.
Keep it up.
I'm gonna try
and
my
even best. If you can't be as, you know, extreme with like the juice, and just keep it up with the healthy proteins and the veggies and limiting processed foods or eliminating them.
Right. I'm trying to eliminate them. I'm trying to go all the way out.
Yeah. Throw them away.
But yeah. I'm going to tell you what's going to get me when I go out of town.
Why? They have fish and veggies everywhere.
It's like you got to find it, but like my schedule.
Every restaurant got a meat and a protein. A protein and a vegetable. Every single one of them.
True story.
Every one of them.
I'm giving myself out already.
Right, excuses, you know, I don't do excuses.
Yeah.
To my clients, I'm like, excuse me, you want me to look at the menu for you and pick out your food? I got you.
Hey, for real.
Yeah, I actually do that for my clients when they go out of town.
We got to tap in on that. Yeah, we got to tap you. In. That's a side venture. We're going to tap in on that, though. That's like, I got to let you know where I'm going, what's all there I like.
I Google it, look at the menu.
Yeah.
I make your meal plan off that.
I ain't going to lie, Cali, easy.
Oh yeah, Cali got all the healthy stuff.
All the healthy stuff.
They got all the healthy stuff.
And they be open healthy. Like they be open. Yep. So I won't need no help with Cali. ATL, that's the breakdown spot.
That's terrible. Yeah, that's ATL is just horrible. That's why they all fat and bad built and bad botched bodies.
You're right.
But let me get off this show, y'all. y'all know I got my short film watch party coming up September 28th in Atlanta, Highness Cuisine restaurant for at 8 o'clock. Red carpet starts at 8 o'clock. Please don't show up to my event looking a mess because you won't get in. Just saying. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, they're on Eventbrite. If you need a promo code, D's Night is the promo code, the name of the film, D's Night. So just type that in. You'll get $25 off your ticket. September 28th, Highness Cuisine. It's my watch party premiere for my short film. So if you're not in the building, you will not see the film until 2025. It's the only place I can show it. I appreciate everybody that supports me. I need y'all to do me a favor. I need you to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Hit that notification bell so you know every time I'm live. And I also need you to comment and like every single video on the freaking page. Tell your people about the show. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me wherever. Just type in the Core Queen, Didi Leggett, whatever you want to type. You'll find me. I'll pop up some kind of way. You can Google me, whatever you need. Check your girl out. We'll be back next Wednesday. Same time. I have a special episode next week. The special guest is me. I will finally let somebody interview me next week. It's my birthday week, so y'all might get to learn a few things about me that you probably don't know. If you're my family, you might not want to tune in. All the secrets coming out. I appreciate y'all every week for tuning in and spending some time with me, and I'll check y'all out next week. We out.
Happy early birthday, by the way, too.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
Tell me, D, what exactly are you looking for?
I've always been drawn to strong men, men who know what they want and aren't afraid to take control, but also aren't afraid of a woman's strength and accepts her for who she truly is.
I like that. But do you think that you can have a romantic return?
Let's get through the first date first.
Okay, fair enough.